Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again today, Jack Wilson, CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. Welcome back, Jack. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much for having me again. We're going on our 11th year.
Yeah, that's right. You started in, I guess, January of 2008.
2008. And for all you listeners, John was the very first one to interview me, I think about a month after I was there. Remember the old tape recorder you had where we had to stop in the middle and change the tape around?
I think I still am using that machine, that but that's right? Another story altogether. Time just rolls on, and don't forget, while I'm thinking about it, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Yes, it has been a pretty good while now, coming up on 11 years yes. since you started as CEO of Habitat for Humanity. I don't know how many shows I've done with Habitat, going back to 1989. That was the very first one when Habitat was just getting started in Smith County, and my, oh my, how far you've come since then. Let's just go ahead for folks who need a refresher course or who are new to the community or new to Habitat, the basics. What is Habitat? Who are you? Okay. What do you do?
Well, Habitat for Humanity, everybody knows the name. In the brand, we're one of the most recognized brands in the country, but every single affiliate is different. We are an independent affiliate of Habitat International. So based on our demographics, each affiliate does certain things different. So in Texas, there's 71 affiliates. In the United States, there's about 950, and overall throughout the world, there's about 1,400 affiliates. Which means somewhere around the world, 24 hours a day, there are a group of volunteers, you know, helping building a home or helping doing a critical repairs. Mm-hmm. I mean, how cool is that to be part of that, situation? Now, for us, pretty much every Habitat affiliate says misconceptions. And the very first one is that we give away the new homes that we build. Mm-hmm. We do not do that. There has never been a Habitat affiliate that gave away a home. So that's one of the first misconceptions. The second one is that President Carter did not start Habitat. You know, despite what your political feelings are, President Carter has really helped put Habitat on the map. He got involved about 30 years ago. Habitat International is 40 years old. So, you know, that has really kind of helped us, and people know Habitat because of President Carter and the Carter bills around the country. Now, one thing that a couple of years ago, someone said to me, why should I donate to you because you're a government agency and you receive money from the government? That is not true. Every single Habitat affiliate has to raise its own money to, you know, to meet the mission statement and their strategic plan. So that is not true. We go after grants. So, yes, we do get some government grants, but we have to apply for them and we have to be approved for them. Now, one of the things that has just come up within the last year, it is the misconception of some city officials that when we build in a neighborhood, that our Habitat homes bring down the surrounding values of that. I was very bothered by that fact, and one of the things that I did is I went back and looked at the county appraisal maps and looked at the 105 homes that we did, and I documented the taxable value for each one of our homes and all the surrounding homes. There was maybe only one or two homes that were appraised equal or maybe above. But our homes, their taxable value are twice to three times the surrounding area. So when we go into a neighborhood, we help build up a neighborhood because it's, especially in North Tyler, it's falling apart. These homes are 40, 50 years old. People can't take care of them, which is part of our critical repair program to help out. So anyway, that's something that's come up that, it is another misconception, and it's not just here in Smith County. I mean, it's all over the place, unfortunately.
Habitat for Humanity, the agency we're talking about today, Jack Wilson, the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and just kind of to thumbnail it for everyone, and if you go to the website, you can get this information, but basically, what it comes down to is your Smith County Habitat is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing low-income working families the hope and transforming experience of home ownership. That's it in a nutshell right there. And pretty much everything we're going to be talking about today is really built around that.
It is built around that. That's one of the programs that we have. But let's just quickly discuss that in regards to our families that purchased the home from us. They have a certain income bracket, but they couldn't qualify for a bank loan.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of the first thing that we look at. But before I get into a little bit detail, like I mentioned, every affiliate is different. And for us, our accountant says his audit is one of the most complicated that he does every single year because we're four companies in one,
right,
under one name. We're a retail company. We're a construction company. We are considered a bank and a management firm. Now, the retail is the Habitat Restore that we have on the corner of Front and Palace. I hope people know that they can come in and shop there. That's one of the things people said. I didn't know you could come in there.
Also where your main office is located.
Yeah, that's our main office there. The business model for the Restore is the profit on sales helps support operations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody really wants to donate money to operations. But if you go in there, you're going to see some furniture or product that's donated from individuals. You're going to see pre-purchased product. You're going to see a lot of overstocked items from companies like Lowe's, Home Depot, McCoy's.
Right.
So you go in there, I mean, there's some brand new things. And if we get an overstocked item, we'll go on their website to see what they're selling it for. And the price tag that we put on is 50% of what it was in the store. So you can get some really great deals. We pick up and deliver. We have three different, we got a van and we got a box truck that's on the road daily to go. If you purchase something from us, we'll deliver it. And if you have something that you can't bring down to the store, we'll go pick it up for you. So it's a great, it's a great deal for us. So that's our retail end of it. And I mentioned there was 950 affiliates in the United States. There's only about 700 Restores. Not every affiliate has a Restore.
Right, yeah.
And so then the construction part of it is that we have four different programs. The new homes that everybody understands. We do some deconstruction, you know, depending on if a project comes up. There's a Brush with Kindness program, and Valspar donates all the paint through to every Habitat affiliate in the United States.
Excuse me, who does this donate?
Valspar Corporation. They have a partnership with Habitat International.
Okay. All right.
We cannot sell that in the store, but we can use it on our new homes and our repairs.
Oh, okay.
So, John, your church, if you had a project in the springtime and you wanted to paint someone's home that couldn't afford to paint it,
mm-hmm.
you can come to us and we'll help you do that.
All right.
If you have the volunteers, we have the paint. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it works. It's a win-win for a lot of different organizations that, want to help out somebody in the community. So so the new homes. Right now, we've got a six-home development in North Tyler on Tenaha Avenue. We've got two homes under construction right now. One of them is close to being done. We were hoping to have them in by Christmas. We don't think that's going to happen because if you remember this fall, all the rain that we had.
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah, hard to forget.
That really kind of put us behind. But we have two homes under construction. We also wanted to have a slab in for home number three. I don't know if that's going to happen before the end of the year. We might be able to get it in, but I'm not sure. So anyway, that we're really excited about that because that's a transformation of that particular neighborhood based on what I was talking about before. I gave you that site plan there. You can see how cool that is.
Uh-huh.
And so we're excited about that.
That does paint a pretty clear picture of what you're up to in mm-hmm. that neighborhood.
In that neighborhood. And that's what we try to do. We try to find land that's going to be able to, we're going to be able to build two, three, four homes together. It kind of helps create a habitat neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what everybody knows us about. But one of the biggest programs that we have is what we call, it's a critical repair program. We call it Rehabitat. And that started in October of 2009 because of a grant that was out there for Hurricane Ike that blew through in the fall of 2008.
Remember it well.
Yeah, and we somebody told us about it, and we applied for it. We got $225,000, and that was the start of this particular program. Now, you know, there's a need in the community for affordable housing, for the new homes, but also the need for critical repairs for seniors and handicapped individuals and veterans is just amazing. We know there's at least 3,000 seniors that live in Smith County that own their own home and live below the poverty level. They can't fix them.
Yeah.
John, I've talked to you before about some of the things that we've seen when we go in. There's holes in the roof. There's holes in the floor. Mm-hmm. There's no hot water. There might not be heat. Or there might not be air conditioning. And a lot of these people, maybe their spouses have already passed away, so they're alone. They're living off $500-$600 a month.
Yeah.
You know, they can't do that. They have to make a decision on whether to, food or medicine, so they can't fix their homes. So that's where we come in. We are, to the best of my knowledge, the only organization in Smith County that does those critical repairs.
I wanted to interrupt you for just a second and
sure.
let everyone know this is In Focus. I'm John Sims. We're talking to Jack Wilson, the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. Let's take just a moment here so people know how to get in touch with you. You're at 822 West Front Street. The big sign will say Restore. That'll
yes.
be the grabber. That's also where
yeah.
your main offices are located, at the corner of Front and Palace. 903-595-6630 is the phone number. Restore number is 903-531-0072. And the website, smithcountyhabitat.org. That's smithcountyhabitat.org. Lots of information on there. And you're also on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, as people will see if they go to that website. But that's just kind of housekeeping. Please do continue,
yeah.
sir.
Well, thank you for doing that. You know, so as I said, our critical repair program has grown, and so we've built a reputation of doing a very good job of at what we do. And so over the years, we've been able to, there's anywhere from 6 to 9 grants on a rotating basis, on an annual basis, mm-hmm. that we're able to get. A lot of them are repeat grants, even though we still have to apply for them. But we spend anywhere from $800,000 to $1 million a year doing our critical repairs. And so, you know, I'm really happy about that. And in fiscal year 16, now, our fiscal year goes from July 1st through the end. We did 150 critical repairs. The next year, we did 117. Last fiscal year, we did 120. So you can see we're pretty busy. Now, believe it or not, the easiest part of these critical repairs is the construction end of it. The compliance requirements that we have to abide by, the paperwork for each one of these grants is just mind-boggling. I mean, we have full-time people just working on that. And we can't commingle money. So we have bank accounts all throughout Smith County. So we can't put a grant money from one into the same bank account with another grant. So
right.
So we have all those different things. So it's an accounting nightmare too. But we're very proud to be doing that. We're, you know, pleased with what we can do. It's frustrating sometimes because there is so much work. But anyway, we're going to keep going as long as we can, that the grant money is out there for us. So so like I said, and the new homes, I had mentioned earlier that a homeowner has to qualify.
Right.
It's a very complicated application process to go through. The very first thing is their income and whether they've lived in Smith County. And we know that just based on income, studying the demographics of the county, that this could be up to 20,000 people who could qualify to purchase a Habitat home,
mm.
just based on their income.
That many?
Yeah. Well, but from there, then we go and we do a criminal background check, we do a credit check, sexual predator check, all sorts of things to kind of, you know, to get them qualified. And once they are accepted into the program, it doesn't stop there. They have to do sweat equity.
Right.
Anywhere from 350 to 500 hours before they can actually sign the papers to move into their homes. So the sweat equity, they have to work on their home if they physically can. Sometimes people can't.
Right.
But there is a financial management class that they have to take. There's a home ownership class that they have to take, and they have to pass all that sort of stuff. So they're well qualified in the day that we go to the title company and close. It's kind of an emotional thing for everybody because we see, you know, It's a life-changing experience. It has that positive rippling effect through the lives of a family for generations, John. You know, it's just amazing. In 08, you talked about coming here. I remember some little kids that were there when we were building the homes. One in particular I'm thinking about has already been in and out of the Marines.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just amazing, you know, that it's given them that stable environment that they're able to go home and feel, you know, have a comfort level. and not constantly moving around or in neighborhoods that aren't that that great. So we're really proud of that particular program.
Did you say earlier how many homes you've constructed in Smith County in the last, it's been almost 30 years?
Yeah, it's 105. I think we got 106 and 107 under construction,
right now.
Okay. And boy, I tell you, we'd like to do more. Now, in that Tenaha neighborhood, we've got two done. We're getting ready to do a third. But for us to complete it, we need anywhere from $350,000 to $400,000 just to finish out the neighborhood. That's an awful lot of money for us to be able to raise.
Good time to mention that people are certainly more than welcome and encouraged to donate. You can do that online.
Oh, yes.
And let's go ahead and get caught up on our housekeeping. I like to remind folks every few minutes, unless they're in case they're just turning in. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Jack Wilson, CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, our guest this morning. You can find Habitat at 822 West Front Street, corner of Front and Palace, also where the ReStore is located. Administrative office numbers 903-595-6630, and the ReStore is 903-531-0072. Website, smithcountyhabitat.org. And you can... if you prefer not to donate online, it's easy just to drop a check in the mail, and you can get information about how to do that on the website as well. It's smithcountyhabitat.org, or just by dropping in and maybe chit-chatting with some of the folks who happen to be there, getting more information. What are your office hours? Or do you have office hours for your main office, or is it just mainly office hours for the ReStore that we're talking about for drop-ins?
No, we do. Our office is pretty much open from 9 to 5.
Okay.
You know, and 5 days a week.
All right.
And but if somebody wants to donate a check or whatever, I mean, I'd be more than happy to drive to their home so that they wouldn't have to come out in the rain or whatever it might be. And you know, we have a lot of great donors over the years, repeat donors, so we're really grateful for the donors that we have, and we're always looking for more, as a matter of fact.
You have the grants, but you need the other regular day-in, day-out donations as well.
Oh, yes, we really do. Now, let's just talk about money again. You know, I had mentioned to you that in regards to the homeowners, we hold the mortgages on these banks, and we have, I think, about 72 active mortgages right now. We service about $2.3 million a year, and or their mortgage payments. Now, because of the financial meltdown of 08 and 09 and 10, whatever, we are now classified as a bank. We have to be certified. We are under the supervision of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So if we don't do our process properly, there's civil and criminal penalties that can be brought upon us. So we have to have a certified home loan mortgage originator on staff. We have to have a certified anti-money laundering compliance officer on staff. And the old way of doing things, where we would have a committee interviewing families, we can't do that anymore, because you have to be certified to be able to talk with a family about their finances and go through that whole process. So that, you know, over the last 10 years, we've seen a lot of changes. John, you and I have talked about this a lot. It's not the same company it was, and I got here almost 11 years ago, and it's changed constantly. You know, even there's so many changes, even over the last few years. It's people that come back, maybe board members or whatever, almost don't recognize us in a way because of all the different requirements that we have. So we're, you know, we feel that we're pretty skilled in regards to what we do for our, you know, our mortgage end of it. And so that's why I call that a different company. Because it is that. You know, the third one is a management firm. And, you know, if you come to our offices, you'll see the ReStore, and then you'll go through double doors, you get into the corporate area. And so that's what I call it, from that wall over. That's the, you know, the administration and the management firm. And we have the director of operations and finance in there. We have a director of development, you know, and all the accounting that goes along with the work that we have to kind of make sure that we apply by. We get desk audits, you know, a lot from the different grantors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And we have quarterly reports that we have to send in, yearly reports, just based on the grants that we've got. But our budget has been, for multiple years, excuse me, Over $2 million, $2.3
million.
$2.3 million. Yeah. That is $6,500 every single day that we have to raise to meet the, you know, our strategic plan and our, you know, what we hope to achieve on a yearly basis. Now, grant you, that is with grants, but a lot of it has to do with, you know, people that donate money. So we're really grateful for anybody that is interested in Habitat and wants to donate to us so we can have our mission. Like I said, we know there's at least 20,000 people that could qualify to purchase a home. We know there's at least 3,000 seniors that live below the poverty level. They can't fix it. In regards to our critical repairs, Habitat is their safety net because they have no place else to go.
Right.
And you think about that, you know, and you and I have talked about this before, but you kind of close your eyes and you think about your parents or siblings or whatever, have no money but live in a home and have these deplorable situations that they live in. It's a shame that people are living like that. So we're doing the best that we can to try to, you know, make that difference in people's lives.
Now, I wanted to jump in here for just a minute and, again, just let people know what they need to do. If they think that they qualify as potential homeowners mm-hmm. or people who need critical repairs, just pick up that phone and call 903-595-6630, and you can go to the website at smithcountyhabitat.org. There's also mm-hmm. a contact form on there, but by yes. all means, certainly get in touch with Habitat mm-hmm. if you think that you might qualify for critical repairs or for a new home,
yes.
or if you want to volunteer, and you mm-hmm. always, you're like other nonprofit agencies, you run on volunteers. Somebody mm-hmm. wants to swing a hammer, maybe help out in the office or something, pretty much do the same thing. Just give Jack and his troops that call, 903-595-6630. Check the website, smithcountyhabitat.org, and we are talking to Jack Wilson mm-hmm. of Habitat for Humanity. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and please, if you can remember where we were when I jumped in, pick up where you left off.
Well, you know, you talk about volunteers, not only with what you mentioned, but our ReStore. We're always looking for volunteers
sure.
in our ReStore. And also, we are one of the top organizations for community service hours.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come to us because they need community service to maybe pay off a speeding ticket or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of great volunteers through there and that have kind of stayed with us over the years, have become donors and whatever. So, you know, we're grateful for everybody that's there. Now, let's go back to the critical repairs.
All right.
One of the things that I had mentioned to you before, we just signed a contract last week with UT Tyler.
Uh-huh.
And we have kind of worked with them over the years in different aspects of it, but they have a College of Engineering, and there's a construction management program in there. So the concept of this partnership, and it's really kind of exciting, is that it'll be the first part of their first couple of semesters will be more of a classroom, but they want to try to bring this construction management in regards to residential rehab, you know, and getting their students to kind of understand what it takes to go in and, you know, look at a project, try to get as much green design, you know,
right.
into it as possible. So the first part of the year, I think we're going to be doing some lecturing there. They'll be coming over to our area and just kind of understanding the process of our critical repairs. So the goal by this time, you know, halfway through their semester, or halfway school there through their school year, is to come up with two or three homes that they feel are going to fall into this program. They'll make a presentation to Habitat, and we'll kind of choose a home that then we'll take it to the next step to whether we purchase it or however we're going to do it. And then they're going to start the whole construction process, you know, the deconstruction inside and rebuilding the home to meet the energy codes and try to bring in as many green you know, concepts as they can.
Uh-huh. That's gotten to be so big in home construction in the last few years.
It really has. And then part of this program is that we'll be finding the homeowner to go into it. We're hoping that we might focus on veterans at this particular point in time, but it is kind of in the infancy stage. So what I'm telling you is a concept, and we'll see how it goes along.
And you're broadening your community base, though. You're getting more people, more institutions involved in the work that you've been doing now for close to 30 years, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of that.
Well, we're hoping. We are working on some other potential partnerships that I don't want to talk about right now because they haven't really been gelled, but they're kind of exciting, you know. A year from now, you invite me back, you'll hear some big things.
Which I more than likely will.
And so it kind of broadens people's understanding of who we are and what we're doing, and kind of help people come in and, you know, support us in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I said, everybody knows their name, and but they have misconceptions in who we are and what we're doing. But we're a vital part of the, the community, and throughout all affiliates throughout the country make a major, major difference in people's lives. I'm proud to be part of this, organization.
Getting down close to the end of the show, got a few minutes left. We are talking to Jack Wilson with Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. I'm John Sims. You're tuned into In Focus, something that you've done, I think, a couple of years now. You're going on number three. Going to move it to a different part of the year. It's happened in the springtime or very, very late winter. During the month of March, I believe, the last couple of years. Going to move it to the fall in 2019, and this is called Playhouses on the Plaza.
Yes.
Another way of getting your product out there and helping the community and making people more aware of who you are and what you do. How does that work exactly?
Well, it started off as a concept that was some other affiliates had done this, and we brought it here. We got a group of people that, individuals that wanted to build a playhouse. Now, when we talk about a playhouse, it might be something that you could put in your backyard and your children could play in it. It's not a little dollhouse. I mean, these are big playhouses.
Big playhouses,
And I think the first year we might have had 7 or 8 of them. And we put them on the downtown in Tyler. You know, we take over the mall there, and we set them up. They're there for about a good week. The last 2 years, we've had a dinner and an auction at Jack Ryan's. They put on a great program for us, and as we're kind of growing, so each year some of these playhouses have become more elaborate, you know, and so it's a good fundraiser for us. This coming year, for a lot of different reasons, it went from the spring, and it's going to be happening in the fall of this year. And they're still working on that. We have, if I said a number, I'm not even quite sure. We probably have at least 6 or 8 different companies that want to build their own playhouses. And so it's kind of an exciting thing to see what people come up with.
All right. Yeah. We'll be hearing more about that as we get further into 2019. Playhouses on the Plaza, just one of many, many things that Habitat for Humanity does. A couple of minutes left in the show. Let's see. We talked about grants. I think it would behoove us to just briefly mention one of the more recent ones you've received. This is a $150,000 housing preservation grant from the USDA, which you're levering with some money from the Texas Veterans Commission Fund, basically getting a rural development housing preservation grant, which goes outside Smith County, by the way.
Yes, it does. We've a lot of the grantors over the years, because we do a very good job at what we do, have asked us to go into some of the surrounding counties because there's no organization that does critical repairs there. And so, you know, of course, we are doing it. We have to make sure that we balance it properly. And to make sure that we do it. So, I mean, if a project is an hour and a half drive each way to get to it, you know, sometimes we have to juggle. And unfortunately, we have to walk away from some projects, which really kind of bothers us because, you know, people need the service that we have. Also, too, we, in the process of just finishing for the Women's Fund, we've had two major grants through them over the last few years, and you know, we're proud to be affiliated with them. The Temple Foundation is a new grant that we just received within this last month, and again, that is for critical repairs, but that's outside of Smith County.
Okay, I'm going to need to cut us off right there because we're getting down close to the end of the show. As usual with you, it's wrapped up a lot more. It always goes more quickly than we think, but with you, a lot more quickly. Jack Wilson has been visiting with us this morning. He's the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. Again, at 822 West Front Street in Tyler, phone number 903-595-6630, and the website is smithcountyhabitat.org. Jack, we're out of time. Wish we had more, but you can get a lot more information by making that phone call or checking that website. Thanks for visiting with us this morning.
John, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Jack Wilson, Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.